Good evening, everybody. So I guess you've heard already. So my name is Christopher Lee. I'm from Ilika Technologies, and I'm from Canada, so I'll apologize for the slightly dodgy English accent if it's coming across. So basically, I'll tell you a little bit about what Ilika is doing down in Southampton and hoping to spread across the country, really. So who are we? Well, Ilika is a pioneer in the development of solid-state batteries. We were founded in 2004 as a spin-out from Southampton and listed on the AIM part of the stock exchange in 2010-ish? Sorry. Turns out I can't read my own typing. So since about 2008, we started developing solid-state battery components and materials using our proprietary high-throughput platform. So this was all about thin-film materials research, combinatorial research, and developing new materials. Since that time, in the last 5 years, we've used that platform to develop a production method for thin film solid state batteries. Now, these are very interesting and useful if you're looking for biomedical devices, remote sensors, and the Internet of Things, but they're really small. And so if you're looking to power a car or make a cell that big to fill a room with them, it'll take you an age and it'll cost you a fortune. So one of the things that we want to look at now is taking that experience with materials, that experience about how materials interact with each other to build a solid-state battery, but use different production techniques. So we want to use things that are more amenable to scale-up, things that are more familiar to lithium-ion battery manufacturing, because otherwise it'll be a change that nobody wants to make. And so more recently, with support from Innovate UK and through the Faraday Battery Challenge, we've established a new lab, pre-pilot plant just outside of Southampton, and this is where we're trying to develop the fundamental manufacturing processes for what we're calling large format solid state batteries. And by large format, about the size of an A5 or an A6 piece of paper, that's the kind of footprint. Not quite as big as this room, but if we put millions and millions of them together, we could probably do it. Who do we want to become? Our objective is to continue in this route and to become the UK's experts at developing manufacturing methods for solid-state batteries, to help take some of these ideas from all the professors and all the academics, all the students that they're going to train, that hopefully some will come and work for us, work with us, to become a world leader in the next generation of battery technologies. And so why is it a different one? Why not lithium ion? So we like solid-state batteries. We think they have some significant advantages. And in essence, they're dense, compact energy stores, and they're made only of solid materials. In our definition, a polymer isn't a solid. It's still a bit squishy and a little bit burny. And essentially, it's the same as a lithium-ion battery. Just take the liquids out, take the plastics out, and make it a ceramic. Make it something that's inherently safe and that won't burn. And what can you do with that? Well, you can make you can increase the range, the safety, the efficiency, and the performance of a vehicle, because you can get up to 40% more energy into the same amount of mass. You can increase the amount of energy per unit of volume. And so you can basically make your cars drive further and weigh less. It'll be more efficient and more safe. So we think that actually solid-state batteries are an enabling technology for the uptake of electric vehicles. There's lots of things in the news. The things that make people flag are, how far am I going to be able to drive my car? It's not far enough. Is my car going to be dangerous if it gets in an accident or lights on fire? And how fast am I going to be able to charge my car? Is it going to take me half an hour in a petrol station or an electrical station to do it? Solid-state batteries don't have any of those problems. They don't contain the flammable electrolytes. They're able to operate over a much wider temperature range, and they're going to provide higher energy densities. But we don't have them already. Why aren't we already manufacturing them? Because it's difficult. And that's where the government support, that's where the academic support really comes in. So just a few of the technical challenges is, one is you have to really understand what the materials are that you're using. Do you have the right capacities? Do you have the right thermodynamic compatibilities of materials? Do you have the right kinetics of transporting lithium ions through these interfaces? You know, if every battery's got millions of grains of sand in it and lithium has to move from one grain to another, it's a fairly torturous journey. And when these things expand and contract, you build up stresses and strains, and you don't want the batteries exploding or falling to pieces. So we're looking at making composite electrode structures that try to mitigate some of these effects and put electrode structures in place to prevent these things from happening. And so we're doing this for So we're doing this within one large project, and this is the Ilika Goliath solid-state battery technology. And so this Goliath program is supported partly from our investors, from commercial partners, and from the UK government via the Faraday Battery Challenge. And so the focus of this is taking formulations and chemistry that we've studied on the microbattery scale and putting it into larger format batteries. And so far we've received £5 million of grant funding from the Innovate UK funding body, leaning towards commercialization of this technology, or development of what we've called the pre-pilot line under the guise of the Power Drive Line project. And this project also looks at other aspects of production in the material supply chain and the chemistries that can be used to make some of the solid electrolytes and additives that aren't really available on large scale. The standard cathodes, anodes, powders, and the like are available, but not the solid electrolytes at this time. And the focus of that project is for fast charging and demonstrating a user-friendly experience. In another project called Granite, we're looking at what happens in two years' time when we've developed this technology and we want to put it into a lithium-ion battery factory. And so it's looking at a gap analysis between solid-state battery manufacture and lithium-ion manufacturing to make a good transition between the two, so that in the end, LG Chem or the BIC doesn't look at us and say, well, we've just built our battery factory and yours is nothing like it, so you've got to wait 10 years for this factory to expire. What we're looking at is how do you make that transition as easy and straightforward as possible, which unit operations come in and out. And so towards the future, well, we're looking forward to successfully completing our projects and also hoping to gain continued support from the sustained implementation of the government's strategic plans to electrify the United Kingdom. Thank you for your time.